This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. Flathead County officials say that at least two homes and up to eight outbuildings were burned in a fast-moving fire that forced the evacuation of another two dozen homes in Evergreen near Kalispell. Sheriff Chuck Curry says investigators believe a transient smoking a cigarette may have started the fire at about 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. The man was interviewed Wednesday evening and charges were pending. Curry says the fire burned 6.5 acres, 2 or 3 homes, and 6 to 8 outbuildings. Deputies evacuated 25 to 30 homes. Glacier National Park officials say the wildfire that closed a popular area of the park only slightly affected the overall number of visitors in July. The 6-square-mile fire has been burning since July 21st, shutting down a portion of the popular Going to the Sun Road. Park officials said in a statement yesterday the number of July visitors decreased just 0.5% compared to 2014. The St. Mary entrance, where the road is closed, saw a 20% visitor drop for the month. For the first 7 months of the year, the number of tourists is 11% higher than in 2014. Last year, 2.3 million people visited. Some crews battling the fire have been assigned to work along Going to the Sun Road in an effort to make it a safe place to reopen the 18-mile stretch. Montana officials have filed criminal charges against a man accused of scamming investors into giving him more than $24,000 to produce a cowboy documentary he said would be narrated by Clint Eastwood. Prosecutors say the film was bogus, and Matthew McClintock used nearly all of the money for living expenses to dine out in restaurants and to buy himself a $575 cowboy hat. Deputy Securities Commissioner Lynn Egan said yesterday just over $200 remained when the state froze McClintock's bank accounts. He faces a charge of theft, fraudulent practices, failure to register as a salesperson, and failure to register as a security. The charges were filed Wednesday in state court in Missoula. A Helena judge yesterday kept in place a ban on McClintock's fundraising. He did not appear at the hearing. State wildlife officials have given initial approval to a plan expanding the ability of landowners to obtain elk kill permits to reduce the spread of disease to cattle. Montana Fish and Wildlife Commissioners voted unanimously yesterday to allow additional hunters in southern Montana to take up to 250 elk that move near livestock herds from January to April of 2016. The updated plan would let livestock producers choose people to participate in state-approved dispersal hunts outside Montana's regular 5-week elk season. The Yellowstone County prosecutor is deciding whether to file charges against a 17-year-old after an inquest determined that the fatal shooting of a 15-year-old friend was justifiable homicide. 17-year-old Seth Culver shot 15-year-old McKeon Mackey Schulte when the younger boy knocked on his bedroom window late at night. A 30-year-old man is recovering after falling 30 feet down an elevator shaft at a Butte business. The Montana Standard reports the man was loading merchandise onto a warehouse-style type elevator before he fell yesterday afternoon. He was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. State wildlife officials have relocated a female grizzly bear that was responsible for killing domestic sheep east of Avon. USDA Wildlife Services captured the bear Monday near the site of Sunday's livestock depredation. The 271-pound grizzly had no prior history of killing livestock. Members of armed groups that call themselves constitutional advocates have arrived in Lincoln to support a mine owner during an ongoing dispute with the U.S. Forest Service about a federal mining claim. The Helena Independent Record reports members of the groups Oath Keepers, Pacific Patriot Network, and 3% of Idaho have come to Lincoln to begin a security operation at the White Hope Mine east of town. In this video on YouTube, Oath Keepers member Joseph Santoro asks for more help.
This is a general call to action for all American patriots to support this operation.
The group say that the mine claim George Kornick holds predates 1955 regulations that granted surface rights to the Forest Service and instead falls under an 1872 law that would grant both surface and subsurface rights to Kornick. The Forest Service says Kornick abandoned his claim when he missed a filing deadline in 1986, meaning the claim is now regulated under 1955 laws. A cleanup effort on Lower Silver Bow Creek is now complete with the removal of 5.8 million cubic yards of tailings and contaminated dirt. The Montana Standard reports Montana's Department of Environmental Quality diverted 26 miles of the creek to begin work on the stream bed and bank with the support of the Environmental Protection Agency. Governor Steve Bullock and other officials toured the area Wednesday. Natural Resource Damage Council environmental scientist Greg Mullen says it's remarkable how fast the area has come back. He says Lower Silver Bow Creek was devoid of bugs and fish before the restoration work began in 1999. Project manager Joel Chavez says part of the remaining $45 million in the cleanup budget will be used to maintain the lower portion of the creek. A Gallatin County judge has agreed to dismiss the case against a man who's accused of killing and butchering a cow 18 years ago. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the judge ruled Wednesday not to pursue charges of felony theft and criminal mischief against Ricky Ross Edmiston, also known as Rick Sanders, for the 1996 shooting of a cow near Clarkston. Prosecutors say Edmiston killed a pregnant cow and then removed some of its meat in 1996. He moved to Oklahoma in 1988 and wasn't arrested for the charges until September when he was pulled over while driving in Nebraska. In May, Edmiston's attorney filed a motion to dismiss the case due to lack of a speedy trial. Thanks for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.